Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, lots to talk about today, but let's open up with a lovely lady who's written a really interesting book. Her name is M.H. Neuendorfer, N-E-U-E-N-D-O-R-F-F-E-R. The name of the book is The Town and the Troublesome Strangers, 1880 to 1980. Love stories like this. The book is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com and get a copy. And for the first five callers to call in at 888-205-2263, just leave your name and your address with Mike. We'll make sure you get a copy. M.H., good morning. Congratulations on your book. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, no. Call me Stu.
Okay, thank you, Stu. I'm delighted to be on
your program.
What is
the book about?
I received questions to describe the book. And the first question was, what's the book about? Well, a reviewer had said about the book, which is entitled The Town and the Troublesome Strangers, 1980 to 1990. He says it weaves a rich culture and history with a poignant fiction tale of the frequent interaction between the permanent town peoples of a small New England town and the often troublesome strangers that come and go. The warm community of Northfield in the book has been staying.
And again, that's Northfield, Massachusetts.
That's Northfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, because we have a large audience around the country. I want them to understand.
Oh, and there are lots of Northfield. Yes, this is Northfield, Massachusetts, and it's been the town's been staying and thriving in abundance and harmony for a great many generations. The people of the town have stayed solid in regular times and war times. Their culture and tradition were kept and greatly cared about. Now, I myself have learned over the years that things have changed in Northfield. And when newcomers began to arrive, especially three groups, is when things changed. Early on in the 1890s, many came to attend a summer conference that was held there. Then secondly, during World War I and World War II, German sympathizers lurked in the background or just out of town, and the town people wondered about them. Then thirdly, in the 1960s and 70s, the hippies set up a commune on the main street in Northfield, and the commune lasted there for 10 years. The meeting of the indigenous people and the newcomers make interesting adventures. Before I started this book in 2002, I had had a persistent urge for years to write a story about this small New England town, Northfield, Massachusetts, that I knew well. Six generations of my family had gone there. At the first one going in 1890. But we, as a family, returned over and over. But as I have mentioned, the main theme of this book is the recurring interaction between the permanent town people, some of whose family names date back to 1672, and the different and often troublesome groups of people that made their way to Norfolk and settled down, less for farming than for other reasons throughout the years, 1880 to 1980.
M.H., I want to ask you a question. Why did you write this as a book of fiction as opposed to nonfiction?
Because the characters are not real people. They're in my imagination of how this would happen.
Okay, who are the main characters?
Okay, now that's the second question. Although I did want to say about the book, the story includes travels of the young people from Northfield to cities such as New York, Corona, Long Island, Washington, D.C., and the world, France, Germany, and the South Pacific. I did want to put that in, because, so there's a geographical thing. Now, the second question is about the characters. They wanted me to list three. James Crawford owned a small farm 3 miles up the mountain from the town of Northfield. He was born there in 1847. His grandfathers had worked the farm for many generations before him and now laid in the graves in the family cemetery not far from the house. James did the work alone and did occasional small jobs in town. The summer conference people often passed his farm to reach the top of the mountain. One day, some of the conference children snuck into his barn and untied his horse, and the horse ran away. The town people were very upset with these strangers when they heard that James had a fatal heart attack while chasing and trying to catch the horse.
We're going to have to move it along because we got several questions in only a couple of minutes.
Okay, well, do you want the other two characters?
Well, let me ask you this. How did the 100-year arrival of these newcomers change the town?
Oh, well, that's another thing. Okay. They changed the town. How did the 100-year's arrivals change the town? When the famous evangelist Dwight L. Moody, who was originally from Northfield, began to organize summer conferences in 1880 to be held at the school he'd founded. Hundreds came to attend the conferences, mostly coming by train, many from New York City. A hotel with golf course and a large French chateau were built there in Northfield. Some of the conference people began to have simple summer cottages built on a ridge near the school. The construction of these cottages gave the local farmers extra work and extra money, and that was a helpful change. As far as the World Wars, I'd say the German scare didn't amount to too much.
Yeah, I wonder what was the impact of World War One and World War Two.
Well, you haven't let me tell you about the detective up there in Northfield that thought there might be German spies at both times, with both wars, because there were German people there, and they were loyal to Germany. So they had to investigate that. But the main thing was, in the 60s and 70s, the arrival of the hundreds of young veteran war protesters who established a hippie commune on Main Street changed the atmosphere of the town. The hippies didn't want to do anything with people over 30 years of age. It was rumored that they slept with different people each night, and they stayed by themselves mostly. Now, the last question is, why did the hippie commune fail after 10 years? When the Vietnam War ended, the main driving force, the hatred of the war, no longer existed. There were still some liberal thinkers that disliked the government that stayed on. Soon the idea of starting a rock band caught on, and a band was put together and played locally, then out of state and beyond. Some liked the idea of promoting radical ideas to the tune of heavy metal music. Unfortunately, drugs began to be used. Actually, the commune failed mostly because of a bad fire one night on the top floors of the house that left the house uninhabitable. Soon, some of the hippies moved to a house in Gill. But the group,
all right, we're going to have to hold it there. We're out of time. They're going to have to buy the book,
them
The Town and the Troubles
home.
Of Strangers, 1880 to 1980, M.H. Neuendorfer, published by Ex Libris. The five winners, you'll get copies of the book. Thank you, M.H. Interesting story.
Okay, and can I say one more thing?
You're real quick.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared. He asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
All right, we're back, and I welcome any calls because I begin this segment kind of befuddled, disappointed, uncertain about our future, and I will tell you why. The number here, if you want to call in and participate, it's pretty much open lines, is 888-205-2263. It's 888-205-2263. And by the way, thank you for the calls. For the winners, five winners for our prior guest's book. I'd start off by saying I'm perplexed. I'm a little surprised. Because although I haven't changed my mind at all in terms of supporting either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, let me look to a guest who's been on the show many times in her comments, and that's Ann Coulter. She chose to support Donald Trump as opposed to Ted Cruz. It's mystifying with a lot of people, but the big issue for most people is illegal immigration. And it's at the top of my list, and I'm not hesitating to support either one of them. My first choice is Cruz. My second choice is Trump. A-B-H, anybody but Hillary. And I think I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that if Bernie Sanders becomes the Democrat nominee, he will become so because Hillary will be indicted, and it's really too late for Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and that dunce John Kerry to get in the race. But Hillary's not going to get indicted. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The FBI has investigated a lot of manpower into this, and reportedly 147 of its employees. They will now begin interrogation of people who are under Hillary Clinton, whom are Aberdeen, Cheryl Mills, and I don't know who else. Immunity will be offered, as it was in terms of the individual who set up the server. They're not doing this blindly. Trust me. There is so much overwhelming evidence. It's so beyond the realm of believability. They don't have any choice. And James Comey, reportedly, he's shown his independence. He's one of the few people in government in a high position who has pride and integrity, I believe. I said that Loretta Lynch would not indict. You know, it's one of those cases of letting the clock run out. Obama doesn't want Hillary indicted. Not because he loves Hillary. He hates Hillary. And Hillary hates Barry Obama. But they're too interconnected. They're too involved in too many schemes. So I'll pass it on to Loretta Lynch with instructions. Do not indict. And then Loretta Lynch will be faced with a monumental public relations problem. All you have to do is look at her background to know whose side she's on. She wants individuals and companies prosecuted who dare say anything against Muslims. I mean, do you need, once again, I mean, is that enough to know? The evidence is going to be so overwhelming, and yet she won't indict. She will then assign a special prosecutor to this case. Just mark my words. This will drag this process out months and months and months until Hillary is the more than likely president of the United States. Now, it really hurts me to say that. But if there's any way the Republican establishment could find a way to turn this presidency over to Hillary Clinton, they're doing a fabulous job doing it. They messed up with Dole. They messed up with McCain. They messed up with Romney. And now they're going to be messing up with either Cruz or Trump, because Cruz, and I'm really surprised at both of these individuals. I still have a little sliver of belief in the fact that Trump is looking for a way out of this. Can he be that reckless, idiotic, and delusional that he has to carry on these personal battles that have no place in this fight? Yeah, granted, he doesn't have a comprehensive knowledge of any of the issues. This isn't a testimonial to tell you how great I think Donald Trump is. It's more of a statement, if I can use the word indictment, to tell you what a danger Hillary Clinton is. She must be stopped. So even though I had a lot more enthusiasm and support for these two Republican candidates, I've certainly been tepid at best for any of the others because it's more of the same. I'm concerned that they're self-imploding. Trump has this thing won, and he's doing what he can do to unwin it. It's my old theory, and it's looking better every day. Does he really want this job? Or is he just so out of control and such a hedonist that he can't help himself? As somebody who wrote an article and called him a lowbrow, a bully, I can't go and be overly critical in many ways of a guy who's worth between $4 and $10 billion. And I don't know what Trump would have been if his father didn't handle, his father Fred didn't handle him $1 million to get started. We can't go back and start analyzing those things. But I'm really, really dismayed. Ann Coulter said, and these are not her words, and she has been the strongest Trump supporter, that he's acting like an idiot. And yet she still has to go with him because of his position on immigration. It's a hell of a way to support a candidate. And it's not much different than I feel. If Trump is the candidate, I don't have any hesitation about taking a chance and voting for him over Hillary and Bernie Sanders, where you know what you're going to get. Ted Cruz is another story. I'm sadly disappointed in the occurrence of events. Yeah, I can live with things like he's not a classic performer. He's not good looking. He sounds kind of rehearsed and cautious in his statements. Where I don't think he has to be with a man of that brilliance. But let me get into that analysis after a break. This is Ted. We'll be right back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room. With refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Okay, I guess we're back. Are we back, Mike? All right, we are back. Just having a chat with my good friend, my producer, Mike. Got a lot to talk about. We should talk about it on air for an hour, except that I gave up sports years ago, and not going to go there, although maybe it'll make an interesting diversion, and maybe I should do one day doing sports, and if I do, I guess it's going to be Mike Riley. Anyway, Ted Cruz. I'm disappointed. I don't know where the truth starts and ends, and neither do most people on a lot of these accusations that are flying around. As you know, this reminds me of the old couple who fight their whole lives, you know, and they're both in their 80s and they're on a boat and the boat tips over and they're screaming at each other and having an argument as they both go down and sink underwater. It's kind of what this reminds me of. I'm really disappointed. I do understand the reactionary component with Ted Cruz. I mean, if my wife were attacked, I'd turn into a fierce devil. No, I'd defend my wife and children to the death. I can understand that. And yeah, Trump didn't start this. And, you know, you can say, well, he did this and it led to that. And then he did this and it led to that. And it goes on and on and on and on. And all of a sudden, the women and the kids are in this and the women and the kids should not be in it. Now, Donald Trump describes himself as a counterpuncher, and boy, he is a counterpuncher. If you want to get into the ring with Donald Trump, nothing will stop him. He's taken everybody out of their game. I could go down the list candidate by candidate, from lazy, boring Jeb Bush to Little Marco to Lion Ted. I mean, he's done a hatchet job. The psychopath Ben Carson, who's now supporting him. I understand how the political game works. And just to digress here, Ben Carson and Chris Christie and his camp, I understand why they did it. I'm not making any holier-than-thou statements to say I wouldn't do it to get into a nice position, probably promised positions in the administration. I think they both sold out their respectability. And most do, except, you know, I'm just a talk show host making opinionated statements, making judgments. I'm not running for office, so there's no hypocritical behavior on my part. There are things that I think you can do and things you can't do. I think, and it's none of my business if people want to engage in affairs out there, except when the president of the United States does it in the White House with Yasser Arafat waiting in the garden. And I think it's beyond what's reasonable. If someone's running for president and he or she engage in extracurricular sexual activities, I think it's unforgivable. I have no idea if Ted Cruz has or hasn't, I have no idea whatsoever. But Ann Coulter makes an interesting statement when she says that, you know, generally the people who do this are the nerdy type. You know, Clinton was a nerd when he was younger. No psychological analysis necessary here, just common sense. And the point is, Cruz is already dragged into this. And he is going toe-to-toe. The tweet that was posted showing Trump's beautiful wife in that horrific picture of Ted Cruz's wife, although she's not a bad-looking lady. You know, you catch someone in the wrong pose. You take a picture of me, I never look good. except on my website. I managed, after 10,000 pictures, you know the 10,000-hour thing, to get a good one. No, seriously, it just happened to work out good, work out well. His Trump's comments about Carly Fiorina's looks. I must admit that I was in concurrence with him when he talked about Rosie O'Donnell. So we all have our lines that we cross. I also sided with Trump in his criticism of Megyn Kelly, although there can be no criticism of her looks. The issues are at hand, our worldwide security, our financial system, our healthcare, our immigration system, education, everything. And what are we involved with? Not two candidates who are going after Hillary Clinton, where all the effort should be, but two candidates who are just stabbing each other in the back and a whole bunch of others behind the scenes like Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, John Kasich, Jeb Bush, angling for position, Marco Rubio, to make sure that both of these candidates are removed and then there's a broken or an open convention. Trump won't get to 1237. It has become so distasteful. Let me give you the bottom line on this. What scares the Republicans so much? There's very little difference on a lot of things between the Republicans and the Democrats. When Bob Dole ran, when John McCain ran, when Mitt Romney ran, they all left. They all lost. The difference was Romney had this in his hands to win, and he lost it. And for that, I'll never forgive him. And after his comments coming after Donald Trump, when he just should have drifted off quietly into the sunset, I have less respect for Mitt Romney. And it's too bad. I think he would have made a fine president. He's just a terrible politician, and he's playing politician again. A moderate Republican cannot win this. But can a wild, undefinable, nondescript candidate like Donald Trump, who's conservative, he's ultra-liberal, he's in between, he has no real position, he's got every position. Or Ted Cruz, I believe a pretty staunch conservative, can they win it? I think you have to come to the conclusion that the fabric of a candidate of Cruz or Trump is perhaps the only way to get by Hillary, even though Hillary goes way ahead of Trump and ahead of Cruz now in the polls, which says that the American people would just as soon take someone who, is, in my belief, has committed treason against the American people, is a habitual liar, has got a past that is abominable, is probably as Roger Stone says, as Ed Klein says, as Dinesh D'Souza says, just in those words, members of the criminal element of government, the government that we now live in, once defined as the once great United States of America. Yeah, there are areas of greatness. There are wonderful people with whom I talk with every day. I'm thinking about that cruise that I went on just a week and a half ago. And man, I'll tell you, every single person with whom I communicated with it, true-blooded, wonderful, patriotic American. I didn't get into politics to know whether their position was to the right or to the left. They were wonderful Americans. And for those who listen to the show, don't think for 2 seconds that I don't have great respect for the way liberals used to define themselves. I always name the ones of example. I don't have to keep doing it unless somebody specifically requests it. Just doesn't seem to be the case anymore. We still have middle America, you know, guns and religion. Remember that, Barack Obama? We still have a huge segment of this population, but we have an overrun of illegal immigrants. We have horrific scandaling and bribery at the voting booths. You know, vote once, vote as often as you can. I think the system is by and large rigged, and I think that's what scares the entire establishment right now. By looking at the likes of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and thinking, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do if either one of those guys gets in? We could be finished in this. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but in this third world that we're trying to develop, led by the likes of George Soros, who hates America, Barack Obama, who hates America, Saul Alinsky's daddy hated America, Hillary Clinton, she hates America, John Kerry, I believe, treasonous since the Korean War. Kind of lost the solution. I really don't know where to go. So I'll go to segment four after a break.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
That's 888-785-0618.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
Mike was just saying I sounded a little disconsolate today. You know, I actually am because I'm so disappointed in the Republican Party. I'm really disappointed in Trump. I'm disappointed in Cruz. And I don't know where to turn. And I guess I just go to my basic philosophy that says, you got to pick somebody. You really want Hillary Clinton as president of the United States? Do you know what a catastrophe that would be? Do you really want Bill Clinton back in the White House? Under no condition. The only true conservative is Ted Cruz. And he's showing some cracks in his armor, but tell me who's close to Ted Cruz. And tell me who's more right on than an independent who doesn't need to be beholden to anybody like Donald Trump, who says it like it is, even though I don't think he has an idea what he's going to say when he says it, and who is trying to smash the PC in America. I hate PC. I hate it. And yeah, there are some things I won't answer if I'm asked, even in private. I just won't. I get together with my my best friend, you know, your best friend or somebody, you know, you can say things you'd never say to anyone else. But there are some questions that even reach beyond, and I'm just being honest with you, what you should say in public. And it varies in degrees to where I am, because I get asked a lot. People in my town know what I do, and what do you think about this, and what do you think about that, and especially get asked at the post office in a liberal town, me in a liberal town, my opinions and who's going to be Trump's running mate and what do you think about Cruz and Hillary, and there's generally a long line in the post office, and I'm thinking it's okay for me to say it. I don't really care. You know what those people can do? Most of them really staunch liberals. Yeah, they can go do it. Put an egg in their shoe and beat it. Except if I worked at the post office and I were a conservative. And what's really interesting, with the exception of one convert over there, whom I see almost every day, and he's finally getting the message. It's only taken about 5 years. Most of them are conservative and pretty darn well educated. And I'm thinking, you know, I look up, and I am not crazy. And I look up and I say, I wonder if there are cameras here. It's a government, you know, it's a government facility. There are cameras everywhere. And this is my warning to everybody out there. I've given it before and I'm giving it again. Same thing goes at the bank, by the way, although there's no real politics at the bank. there's this lovely Indian woman who was working there and got transferred. And she was really far to the left. And I figured, what could she do with my account? Could she transfer the money out of my account? But I liked her personally. And yet, if I were in the bank, I wouldn't get into any. And they don't. Most of the people at the bank don't. But we're so polarized. And people say, well, the criticism I have is that there's no, nobody's willing to compromise. I'm not willing to compromise. I talk about compromise and negotiation. Go on my homepage, StuTaylor.com. Look at my five-minute segment on negotiation. I am not willing to compromise on values. And guess what? The left in this country, the horrific left in the media, they won't compromise on anything until they're assured of, quote, our destruction. Now, those of you who are listening to me for the first time are saying, I never heard of Stu Taylor. Who's this nutcake? Then there are others who are listening to me for years, and I get very flattering emails because I'm just not going to bend on my values. I believe what I say, and I try not to be a hypocritical, self-righteous you-know-what. We're all hypocrites in a certain way. Not compromising on my principles. I'm not running for anything. I thank Money Matters Radio Network and my other networks with whom I'm involved. I can't thank them enough for their support. I have never, ever been told, Stu, you can't say this. Stu, you can't do it. And I think one of the reasons is I don't go over those certain boundaries. We all have thoughts that we'd like to express. Whether it's an argument with your spouse, whether it's an action you'd like to take regarding road rage. This is what's called self-control. It's what's called restraint. Unfortunately, Donald Trump doesn't have much of that. And it surprises me. And so I say again, has he had his fun and does he want to get the hell out? I really don't know. Ted Cruz, how did a brilliant guy like you get sucked into this? And just kind of be yourself. You're so smart. You're so bright. You're right on the issues. Get taken out of it. It's like a football team getting taken out of their game plan. The power of psychology. Excuse me. I was not a Jeb Bush supporter. I did not like his positions. He's an elitist. He happened to do a great job being governor of Florida for 8 years. And as far as being knowledgeable, from everything most people who know him say, he is maybe the most knowledgeable person there. Not there anymore. He got so taken out of his game and rattled by Donald Trump that he ended up and will always look like a fool. I don't have any compassion or sympathy. I'm not a lover of the Bush family. My last love was Ronald Reagan, from a figurative standpoint, of course. Respect, dignity, knowledge, transparency, acceptance of the perception that people had of him that he was just another stupid Hollywood actor. Most of these Hollywood actors that I've seen, whom I've seen, they were stupid. I guess I'll take stupidity for $20 million of fame, but nobody's knocking on my door. Thanks for letting me vent. We'll see you tomorrow. Stupid.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.